中国教会信众的书信，给予我们一个清 Fino a quando la donna aveva già fatta la lei.政府教宗去年世界主教会议结束的时候，你送了给每一位参加的主教书记一个善用十字架，即是可以在白日的十字架有一个善用的像在这里。我会非常珍惜的这个十字架，使我想起我妈妈自从1950年代曾经在善牧会所办的学校处任教，直至到1980年退休。我不但看到亦都很敬仰善牧会心里的慈爱精神，所以我在1996年升主教的时候，我的牧徽教义就是主为我好，即是拉丁文的 Dominus Pastor Deus，英文的取自聖靈第23首，期望能够保護基督做个好牧者，忠信牧人，促使教会一体，人类一家，逐一实现。聖父教宗，每次我戴上呢个十字架的时候，我一定会记得你，并且铭记你的教诲。我每日都喜欢念聖靈23首。重点的时候一定会特别为你和你的继任人祈祷。最后让我用就这篇圣灵第23首最后一节送给你，祝愿在你的心碎里面默默于慈爱常住在你，你将住在常住的殿里，直至有缘的时日。主来看看树的根蒂。1913年2月17日，我再用英文讲少少啦。This afternoon, by 2 o'clock, I have sent a letter to our Holy Father Benedict the 16th through Federal Express to express our appreciation and gratitude.As well as the assurance of our prayers and good wishes to him and to his successor. Now, allow me to share with you the content of that letter. Dear Holy Father, your renunciation.
With various concerns of the church in China. At the end
whenever I care for you, read your love notes, and deeply appreciate your explanation of doctrines and the truth. Your explanations are clear and systematic. From the beginning of your pontificate, you have reminded us to be careful of the harm of the popular relativism in contemporary society. Joint me with the Universal Church. I thank you very much for your leadership. Last October, on the occasion of the Synod of Bishops, I was so honored to be appointed by you as one of the presidents of the Synod. That experience gave me an opportunity to have a close encounter with you, which enabled me to witness your words and deeds every day. A psychologist in one of his tests drew a black circle with a black pen on a piece of white paper. Then he asked 100 people what they would see on that sheet of paper. 99 of them replied that they saw a black circle, but missed a big white part inside of it. This test reminded me not to overlook obscure subjects. During the Synod, every morning and afternoon, with panelists, I was privileged to receive you at the door of the venue, accompanying you to the elevator, and walk with you through the corridor on the way to the assembly hall. Each time, you were very cordial and twice comforted me by saying, "Don't be afraid when chairing the meeting." Just as Jesus comforted his disciples in the storm. Mark chapter 6, verse 15. Another encouraging episode was that every time we passed the chapel before entering the assembly hall, I saw you pray before the Blessed Sacrament. Your thoughtfulness to others and prayerful spirit deeply impressed me, and every day in my heart, I wish to thank you again. I have prayed an autobiography of the late Father Thomas Merton, who specialized in studies of Buddhism. With a flavor of Zen Buddhism, he said, "When one departs from a cloud, one feels closer to the cloud and can even embrace the people." This saying is not irrational, because it means a person having more time and remaining in silence can feel more deeply the closeness and greatness of friendship. Holy Father, I believe that when you retire into the monastery, you will think of the Church much more than ever. As mentioned in your declaration of resignation, in the future you will deepen your relationship with the Church through prayers, and will help all members of the Church to accomplish the will of the Lord, to bring the Christian faith to those who have not yet known Jesus Christ, and to bring those lapsed Catholics back to the Church. Holy Father, I will cherish the cross of the Good Shepherd given by you last year at the closing of the Synod. It reminded me of the relationship between my mother and the sisters of the Good Shepherd. She had taught at the school run by the Good Shepherd sisters. Psalm 23 as the motto of my coat of arms when I was ordained bishop in 1996. I hope to follow in the footsteps of Christ to be a good pastor and a faithful servant, thereby contributing towards building up the church as one body and humankind as one family. Holy Father, whenever I wear the cross you gave me, I will remember you and your teaching. Every day when I recite Psalm 23, I will pray for you and your successor. Lastly, I would like to offer you the last words of Psalm 23 as my best wishes to you. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yours respectfully, John Cardinal Tall, February 27, 2013. Dear Lord, 再次多謝你今晚我們邀請你參加感恩盛祭，一起為即將退任的教宗，又為快將退任的新教宗選舉而祈禱。正如今日的社會一樣，我們的教會受到各式各樣的種種衝擊。剛才我在自教宗的選文之中提到，耶穌曾經對遇到逆風巨浪的門徒話：不要怕，馬可福音第五章第五節。我哋相信咧，耶穌時時同我哋同在，尤其是喺我哋面對困難考驗之時，讓我哋時時都開放自己，全心信靠上主，亦都求主增強我哋嘅信心，使我哋堅信天主聖神一定會指導快將旅行嘅教宗選舉，幫助書記選出一位合乎天主聖意嘅教宗，領導教會共同團結傳揚福音。